The number of Florida school districts that want teachers to carry guns is growing. Nearly half the districts in the state have signed up for the so-called Guardian program, and more have signaled they intend to do so. I'm Lynn Hatter. During a recent State Board of Education meeting, members heard this statistic.
There are 30 school districts now that now have the agreement between the superintendent and the sheriff.
Alex Kelly is chief of staff to Education Commissioner Richard Corcoran. He noted another 13 districts are interested. Since that time, Okaloosa and North Florida's Panhandle became the latest to signal its participation. The Guardian program allows teachers and other school officials to carry guns. It requires the approval of both the local school board and the superintendent. Participants must undergo more than 140 hours in firearms and safety training and take psychological exams and undergo additional background checks. Another recent signee is Bay County Schools. Superintendent Bill Husfeldt says he made the decision to approve the Guardian program because 9 years ago, the school board was held hostage.
There is no way that anyone understands the helplessness you feel when someone's got a gun pointed at you and you have no way to protect yourself or intervene or anything.
Husfeldt says that experience, coupled with the Parkland shooting, prompted his decision.
There were people that were standing in front of a gunman protecting and shielding children with their bodies. And my concern is that I know in my district, almost every one of our teachers would do anything to protect a child from getting shot. And I think that what the least we can do is help those that can be trained, that can meet the requirements for the psychological background, the background screening and all that, they can do that to give them a fighting chance.
Last year's Valentine's Day shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High was among the worst in the nation. 17 people were killed, another 17 injured. Florida lawmakers created the Guardian program in the wake of that shooting and named it after Coach Aaron Feiss, who shielded students and was killed. The program was initially for personnel other than teachers, but lawmakers expanded it this year to include them. Participation is voluntary. It's also controversial. Shortly after the Florida Department of Education announced the number of districts planning to participate in the Guardian program, State Board of Education member Michael Olenek went on record with his concerns.
In my mind, it's wrong. It's a debate that we'll have forever. But in my heart of hearts, I think it was a wrong decision.
And he cited the reservations of Broward Sheriff Gregory Toney.
One of his quotes was, "Having untrained personnel carrying firearms is more likely to create a tragic scenario where innocent people can get injured or killed. Having more firearms in an active shooter situation would make it more difficult for police officers to ID the shooter."
Toney was appointed by Governor Ron DeSantis, who backs the program. Critics maintain parents and teachers don't want it, but the number of districts signing on to the Guardian program suggests otherwise. And the Department of Education is suggesting a majority of the state school districts will eventually have the program in place, leaving those that don't in the minority. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.